It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This should be the music for every person that walked up and bought a Nashville Strong shirt. This should be the music. That's what it feels like in this community. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Wednesday morning, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We now say hello and good morning to Tennessee State football coach Rod Reed. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
How crazy has this been? It's crazy for everybody, but for you as a football coach, none of us have ever experienced this. What has daily quarantine life been like for you?
Man, it's been crazy. You know, we've had a couple of unprecedented things happen, you know, over the last month. And, you know, we're dealing with some tragedy of our own, you know, in our program. We've had a couple of things happen that just kind of puts things in perspective a little bit, you know. So we've been dealing with it, but, you know, we try to do everything as normal. We meet in the mornings via Zoom. You know, we try to meet with our players a couple times a week, Zoom, doing some install and things of that nature with PowerPoints and stuff. We try to stay as close to normal as possible, but when you got everybody all over the country, it's pretty tough. You know, you may have a kid on the West Coast, one down in Florida on the East Coast, so we try to get a specific time where we can meet daily, and then we meet with the team maybe once or twice a week on video. And it's just trying to keep it as normal as possible in these situations.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. Obviously, we've been thinking a lot about you and your program and your school here of late. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since the devastation, the tornado that I know ripped up a lot of your campus over on Tennessee State. What was the fallout from the tornado back in March?
Well, we were really pretty lucky, so to speak. It did devastate our ag farm. You know, it did some damage to the apartments over there and some pieces of campus, but it really hit our ag farm pretty hard. And luckily, we were out on spring break at the time, so we didn't have very many students here, if any, to go through that. But, you know, we were able to get out a couple of days after that, and we did some community cleanups. And we also, you know, went over to our ag farm, and we kind of did what we could do to kind of get things piled up so they could come and demo and take things away and whatnot. And our coaches and our players were involved in that.
And then we had to, unfortunately, start off the week with even more sad news, and I hate to just keep bringing this stuff up. Man, it has been a tough 6 to 8 weeks for everybody, but especially you guys. And I'm certainly, Rod, not going to be phony about this, because we had to admit on this show and felt horrible admitting this on Monday. At least maybe I'm going to blame it to my memory as I get older. Maybe I knew and I forgot. I didn't even realize that Tavarius Jackson was on your staff as the quarterback coach, and I'm embarrassed to say that, but like I said, I'm not going to be phony about this interview. I had to be honest and admit that on Monday, but let's just start there. Tell us how he ended up on your staff and you know, how that all came about last year.
Well, Coach Antonio Bradford was he's my tight ends coach, run game coordinator, and he had played with Tavarius at Alabama State. And, you know, Coach Shannon Harris was also on the staff at Alabama State and had some dealings with Tavarius. And they were pretty good friends, man. And, you know, we talked about it last year when we had an opening on the staff for an analyst. And we thought he'd be a perfect fit. You know, he brought a lot of credibility, obviously, to the position. And, you know, he worked with our quarterbacks and those guys, he really developed a good rapport and helped develop, you know, Cam Rosendahl, who threw for over 3,000 yards last year, I think, was actually our third-string quarterback going into the season. And, you know, we had a couple of guys go down, and, you know, in comes Cam. And he did a really credible job for what he was asked to do. And with the injuries that we had last year, I thought Tavares did a heck of a job getting that guy coached up and game ready. So he was a very passionate guy about, you know, what he did, and did a really good job with our kids. And they really bought into, you know, what he was teaching. And, you know, he really developed a good relationship with not only just the quarterback group, but a lot of our kids in the sense that, you know, he was a longtime NFL veteran. Like I said, he brought a lot of credibility to the job, and a lot of kids reached out to him. And, you know, they wanted to know about the Super Bowls and, you know, playing with the guys that he played with and things of that nature. And he's just an unbelievable individual.
Yeah, how did and that's incredible to hear. How did he handle going from longtime player? It's not easy for a lot of guys, but to just to – you know, finally when they have to, one, accept that their playing career is over, and two, kind of bounce to the next phase in their life. And that chapter and phase happened to be on your staff working with young men and then working with guys like yourself, the head coach, and your staff. How was that adjustment for him early on?
Well, I think he got some of it at Alabama State because he had worked as, a GA or an assistant down there the year previous. And so he had some adjustment period there. But when he got to us, man, it was one of those things where this guy is going to be a full-time coach here before long because of, you know, just his work ethic, man. He always wanted to get with those guys individually. You see him meeting in the office, you know, doing film study and just trying to teach them the nuances of the position. And I thought he did a really good job at, you know, just working with the guys throughout this last semester. You know, we had 2 days of spring ball, and we had a couple of new quarterbacks coming into the fold, and you can just see the work that they had done prior to those 2 days of spring training. Had a couple of those guys looking pretty good.
Talking to Rod Reed, head football coach over at Tennessee State. And so, Coach, as you know, look forward here, and we're all in this uncertainty, and we're all trying to be creative and figure it out. You were just talking about some ways that you're keeping your team sharp and keeping the communication lines open. Have you had a chance to talk with school officials? One of the things that we kick around on the show all the time, which is going to be difficult, is it's one thing for a professional league to resume play with no fans and you have your people, but your kids are, of course, interspersed with entire college campus and entire college community. So there's a lot of things to think about. So what have the discussions been like so far?
Well, you know, we haven't had very many discussions. You know, I've talked with Ms. Phillips, talked with the president, and right now everything is just so much of an unknown that, you know, we just really don't know where to go. You know, our plan moving forward is to try to continue as normal as possible, you know, with our meetings and, you know, like I said, doing install and, you know, getting on Zoom video. You know, it's there's some rules in there with the NCAA about the workouts and whatnot. So kids are actually voluntarily working out. A lot of kids are sending in videos of, you know, them out running routes or lifting weights and things of that nature. So it's just so, man, it's just like Groundhog Day every day. You know, you wake up and you pretty much do the same routine and, you know, you're sitting at the house. I've got an opportunity to go up to the office just a couple of times because I had to go grab some things and, you know, download some film off my computer and things of that nature. But it's really just an unknown right now. And, you know, us being in the transition phase with Dr. Mickey Allen as our new athletics director, him coming in and Teresa going out, Ms. Phillips going out, it's just a little strange right now.
Coach, last time I got a chance to see you was over at Mookie Betts' bowling tournament, the charity event, which was a blast over there. But I was telling you about one of my closest friends is Coach Anglin, Coach Kevin Anglin over at Montgomery Bell, who's had the pleasure of coaching your son, Marcel. And he's had a fantastic freshman season for the Big Red over there. One of the things I always enjoy is when the guy – is able to play multiple sports and have a lot of success. And I noticed even I was at some baseball games with Marcel's in middle school. I'm watching my son play. So tell us how that was an influence for you, because that seems to be something that at times can get away from a young athlete. It's easy to specialize in a sport early.
Well, I mean, it's just something that, you know, he's kind of chosen to do. You know, he loves basketball, obviously. He thinks that that's his thing. But, you know, the way he played in football this year, you know, I'm kind of begging to differ. But and then he came out and, you know, made first team all region in basketball as a freshman also. And so he's really kind of surprised me. And, you know, we got a couple of games into the baseball season. He's on the JV baseball team. Doing really well. Had a couple of good games when he got out there after basketball season. So I just think that all three of them kind of coincide. You know, they develop different skill sets. And, you know, at some point, you know, he's going to have to narrow it down and specialize in something. But I just think it's important for those guys to be active and not so much specialize in one thing because I think they all have you know, good attributes towards the development of motor skills, hand-eye coordination, you know, and things like that.
Coach Anglin wanted me to ask you, how's he doing in band class? What instrument is he playing these days? is he practicing right now?
He plays the saxophone in the band. And, you know, it's really tough over there academically. You know, you got to kind of keep your nose to the grind, but he's doing okay, Coach.
Well, I did want to ask you one other thing, because it's no secret that he's got the attention of a lot of people at the next level already. It starts at such a young age. And you obviously know the whole recruiting scene. What's your guidance right now for him as he's about to go through this, right? Trying to keep his feet on the ground, stay focused on the things that are important, because it's so easy to get caught up in all of the things that can go on, the scrutiny that you get.
Well, one of the things that's kind of a little different about him is he's just too stupid to know right now about all this other stuff. He's just kind of a happy-go-lucky kid. I'm trying to keep him focused on his academics and letting him know that, you know, that's going to be the key to him, you know, being recruited the way that he wants to be recruited. And then, you know, he's got to continue to, during this time, you know, it's kind of tough for a kid to work out on their own. You know, you push him out there, make him run some hills or, you know, run a mile and, you know, do some push-ups and sit-ups and the little weights that we have here at the house. But, you know, basically just trying to keep him focused on his academics. And, you know, my daughter doesn't have that problem. She's a cheerleader over there at Brentwood Academy. And, you know, she has a 4.2. So I'm trying to get some of her intellect into him as opposed to, you know, just study habits and whatnot. But, you know, he's in there grinding right now. You know, he's in class on the computer. She's in class. She's going to attend the University of Alabama in the fall, and hopefully she'll be cheering down there for them. But just trying to keep a balance, man. And he's just one of those guys that he's a from what I'm told, you know, he's a great leader, you know, and that's one of the things that they kind of like about him is how people gravitate toward him. I don't see how as goofy as he is here at the house, but it's just one of those things that he doesn't have a big head, doesn't have a huge ego. He loves to share the ball in basketball and get people involved and whatnot, and he's not looking for all the attention. So I think he has some good attributes, and hopefully he'll keep those as he progresses in his career.
Coach Rod Reed is with us from TSU, and you brought this up earlier, Coach, but with Teresa Phillips retiring and Dr. Mickey Allen coming in as the new athletic director, first, what has Ms. Phillips meant to you in your time at TSU?
Obviously, she's meant a lot. You know, she gave me a job as a head football coach, and, you know, we've moved the program in some good directions. You know, we were able to accomplish some things that hadn't been accomplished in a long time, back in, I think, 12 or 13, when we made it second round of playoffs. And, you know, it's kind of been a little up and down. We've dealt with some injuries and things of that nature. I think that, you know, her leadership has been paramount in some of the things that we've tried to get done at TSU. And we're going to miss her, but she'll do well in anything she decides to do. She's a tough lady. She not only has that, you know, administration side to her. She's also been a coach, so she kind of understood the landscape of what we were dealing with. And I think that, you know, Dr. Allen coming in, you know, coming from UT with his background and things that he's really passionate about will do a great job in that position.
And there has to be a sense of, you know, while you're sad to see Teresa Phillips go, but there is that sense of excitement of, you know, that change can bring, that you're able to sit down with him and have ideas and hear his ideas and do things to help make your program even better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I look forward to trying to get some face-to-face conversation, you know, with this COVID-19, you know, it's, you know, kind of keeping everybody kind of standoffish, and we hadn't been able to sit down and do anything face-to-face, but we've had some good conversation over the phone, text messaging, and things of that nature. So hopefully in the near future we'll get together and be able to bounce some ideas off each other and, you know, put our heads together and see what we can do about this program moving forward and upward.
Every time I see you or talk to you, I have to ask you about Christian Abercrombie and how he's doing.
Man, Christian's doing well. All you got to do is go to his Twitter page and see how he's doing. And he tweets out stuff every day. You know, we talk probably once a month now. It used to be once every other day. But, you know, as he's progressed and gotten better, we stay in touch via Twitter. I talked to his mom the other day about talking to one of our other students. And just, you guys, Jordan Bell, man, he was a running back. He was in a kind of a horrible motorcycle accident a week ago, and he ended up losing a leg. And a kid out of Cane Ridge was our special teams captain last year. He had an unfortunate accident also about a week ago, which caused him to lose his lower part of his left leg. So if you guys would keep him lifted up in prayer, I think, you know, they're trying to do some things to raise some funds for a prosthetic and all that. But, you know, we have to make sure that we meet all the NCAA qualifications to be able to do that. But Christian's mom has been very instrumental in, you know, talking and helping recruit for our university. And Christian is always going to be an ambassador for us. And hopefully we'll get him back in school in the fall.
Wow. That's great. We'll continue to keep you guys in our thoughts and prayers for sure. Rod Reed, thank you so much. Continue to be safe, and hopefully we'll try to get some normalcy back in our lives here sooner rather than later. Just wanted to check in with you, let you know that we're thinking about you and your kids and your program, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is TSU football coach Rod Reed. We appreciate him joining us. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.